Gag order has been issued in the trial of two Canton police officers charged in the death of a man in their custody. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer issued the order Friday in the case of 25-year-olds Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch. They pleaded not guilty to a count of reckless homicide in the death of Frank Tyson. He crashed his vehicle near the MVETS building on Sherrick Road Southeast April 18th. People in the building called police to have Tyson removed due to his erratic behavior. He stopped breathing after being handcuffed and put on the floor. The gag order applies to attorneys for both sides, family members, witnesses, and others associated with the case. Pretrial conference scheduled for July 11th. Local drug task forces around the state will receive money from the Recovery Ohio Law Enforcement Fund. More than $2.2 million will be awarded to 34 existing task forces to help identify high-level traffickers, dismantle large trafficking organizations, interrupt the international flow of money and drugs, and prevent illegal narcotics sales. Sheriff's Office in Starr County will receive $20,000. $142,000 will go to Columbiana County, $30,000 to Mahoning, over $46,000 to Portage, and over $48,000 to Tuscarawas. A raid of an East Liverpool home leads to five arrests. The Columbiana County Drug Task Force, with police from East Liverpool, Liverpool Township, and St. Clair Township, executed the warrant Wednesday in the 700 block of Sophia Street. 22 grams of crack cocaine were seized along with methamphetamine, paraphernalia, and packaging material. 65-year-old William Barrett, 44-year-old Kaber Tisdale, 28-year-old Chanel Romano, and 30-year-old Megan Stofen of East Liverpool were arrested, along with 30-year-old Derek Thompson of Wellsville. All were charged with criminal trespass because the home was condemned after a warrant was served there in February. Additional charges are pending. Status hearing for an East Liverpool man charged with rape has been pushed back to June 18th. 19-year-old Brett Thompson had been scheduled to appear in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court Thursday. A hearing and a jury trial have been continued by Judge Scott Washam. Thompson was secretly indicted in January. He's accused of forcing a woman into sex acts during a two-day period in October 2023. Thompson, charged with four counts of rape, he was released from jail after posting bond. Salem police are looking for someone who used counterfeit money this weekend. According to WFMJ-TV, officers were called to the Tractor Supply store on East State Street Saturday evening. An employee said a customer purchased a $490 gift card with six $100 bills. The money was found to be fake during an end-of-shift count. A cashier at the Alliance Tractor Supply location reportedly refused to accept other counterfeit bills from the same suspect. Surveillance video will be reviewed by investigators. A gun charge will send a convicted killer back to prison. 33-year-old Kayvon Williams was arrested last April during a traffic stop in Youngstown. Police reportedly found a pistol in the glove box of his car. Williams was not permitted to have a gun due to a 2015 conviction for involuntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and abuse of a corpse. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the December 2012 shooting of 26-year-old David Jackson. Williams was sentenced to 18 months in prison Thursday. He earlier pleaded guilty to a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Two juveniles were arrested in Youngstown Wednesday evening. Police called Erie Street and East Delison Avenue, found a car parked against traffic carrying two males wearing ski masks. Search of the vehicle turned up a semi-automatic handgun with extended magazine and a .45 caliber pistol. The boys, aged 15 and 16, were charged with improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. The 16-year-old was also charged with possession of cocaine. Both were booked into the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. Former Youngstown mayoral candidate charged with domestic violence and disrupting public service. Vindicator reports John White was arrested Friday by Liberty Police. He had filed with the Mahoning County Board of Elections to run for mayor as an independent. According to WFMJ-TV, witnesses said White became angry with a family member who declined to run in White's place after he found out he was ineligible. White was deemed ineligible to run for mayor in the 2021 election when Law Director Jeff Limbian ruled against White based on the city charter and state law. The Board of Elections agreed with the decision. A 4 to 6 year prison sentence was handed down Thursday against a Newton Falls man. 76-year-old Thomas Giljean must also register as a Tier 3 sex offender every 90 days for the rest of his life. Giljean pleaded guilty in March to rape. An indictment says the crime happened with an adult male in the fall of 2022. The victim's age was not disclosed. At the following funeral announcements, service for 95-year-old Catherine R. Skolosh of Alliance, Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skibalaki.